Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. Today, being Wednesday, we're going to get Drew Brees on in our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with the Cajun Cannon and Drew Brees. Want to tell everybody tonight at 6:30, it'll be pregame for the Pelicans, and they play the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip off at 7 o'clock, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL, also on 105.3 FM.
So, Mike, you have any predictions on the Pelicans? I know, you know, it's football season and all that, but the NBA is starting. It has kicked off, or tipped off, I should say. Do you have it? I'm thinking, because the Western Conference is so strong, and how many teams are truly relevant? I mean, I'm like, are we, I don't know. Even if they stay healthy, I still think we might be hovering around 500 and like 41.
If Zion stays healthy, they are better than 500 team.
So you think closer to 50 wins? I don't know.
I think in that 47, 48.
Okay, I'm going to go 50-50, and I'm going to say, well, they should at least make the play-in game. Yeah. You know, like, but, you know.
But Zion's got
to. But I never understood this. Why the play-in game is not considered the playoffs? I don't know. The season's over and you're still playing. You know, you play the play-in game to make the playoffs.
Bob, is this something with a contract and money?
That's a good point.
And maybe people got money tied into that, those sort of things. Bob, today history was made because the San Francisco Giants hired Tony Vitella, the head baseball coach, University of Tennessee,
Well, did he play Tennessee against somebody? He had to, because I know.
Does have an agent.
But you know how it's not necessarily just because you're a major league. It's not like, college coach versus NFL coach. I'm talking about the assistants. But I guess you're getting paid like an NFL coach now. But you might could take a cut in pay just to get to major leagues. Because he was well compensated at Tennessee. University
Very
of Tennessee.
Well compensated, yeah. And in a lot of ways, because when you are a college football coach or a college baseball coach, the perks of it with maybe you living at a home that you don't have to pay anything for. Come on, you get your clothing for free, furniture, that sort of thing. It's always some perks along the deal, but Vitello becomes the first manager in the major leagues that he never coached before in the majors.
He probably wants that challenge. And
and if it doesn't work out, guess what? I can go back to college baseball. Yeah,
yeah. And then, I don't know, San Francisco Giants, they've gone on runs. Now that's challenging, too. You look at their division, and, when you're competing with, the Padres and ultimately the Dodgers. So that's going to be a big challenge for him, but... I know when he was at Tennessee,
Tennessee made him relevant.
Exactly. So
and big time relevant. I think it was with four appearances in the World Series, one title in 2024, and so and this coming this late in the deal.
That'd be interesting to see though
the successor.
Mike, I think he's viewed as like a player's manager. But you're dealing with
different
cats, college athletes versus Major League Baseball players, and how you interact with them.
And so it's an interesting deal all the way across the board. Now, again, that'll be one of the big talks of the offseason. But today, before we talk Saints, AFC Players of the Week and Offensive Player of the Week, Jamar Chase, Defensive Player of the Week, Kalavon Chasson, Defensive Back Player of the Week, Grant Delpit. What they all got in common? LSU.
Yeah, it just shows you LSU has players. And, LSU has NFL players, then why are they not winning? Maybe it's the coaching. And I don't think Coach Kelly's going anywhere. They demand, okay, we got to change some of your assistants. I think right now, I don't know what's going to happen.
If he goes 7-5, he's going to get fired. No.
I think they're like,
not going to be the case.
Well, the offense.
You're going to make changes on the staff.
Like Joe Sloan. You'd be like, okay, we need a different.
Offensive line coach.
Yeah.
You got to look at that also.
Yeah, that's all the snowball effect. But when you look at this, and I was going to save it for triple option, but I'll talk about it right now. It's hard to get rid of a coach. It looks, LSU spoiled. No, we're not spoiled. We expect playoffs are competing for national championship. It was the case once Coach Saban won, and then Les Miles and Coach O, no, we got to be in the hunt. We got to be in the likes of the Ohio States, Alabama's, Georgia's. And that's why it's hard to get rid of Coach Kelly. Like, if you look at it, he's still 34-13 overall, and now he's 5-2 this season. Look all the coaches that already have gotten fired this year. We always say this, NFL 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. Mike is two handfuls already, and the middle point in college football, and it's universities you've heard of. But this is the key right now that, everyone makes comparison, coaching staffs, and, the alumni can do that, or the people who spend the money. But this is the kicker right here. Coach Kelly's problem is that not so much that he lost to Vanderbilt. I think they should never lose to Vanderbilt. I don't care what decade it is. But it is what it is. Look at Vanderbilt, how relevant. Mike, who knows? Vanderbilt might end up being in the postseason. Who are they playing? They have a big game. Are they playing
Missouri?
Missouri, yeah, the winner of that game.
And game day.
The winner of that game, they in the hunt to be in the playoff picture. But this is the kicker. Not so much losing to Vanderbilt, but, when you're playing against teams that are perceived, are they actually ranked as one of the best? Well, you got to win those games. Remember when Coach O, when they won national championship, he had 7 victories against top 10 teams. So look at Coach Kelly right now. You know what he is against ranked teams? in 3.5 years, past 3.5, he's 5-10. 5 wins and 10 losses against ranked teams over the past 3.5 seasons. By comparison, Coach Kelly's predecessor, good old Coach O, Ed Orgeron, was 21-13 against ranked teams during his 5.5 seasons as the LSU coach. So look, Coach Kelly, supposed to got to beat the teams that are ranked and all. He's 5-10, and Coach O was 21-13. To catch Coach O, let's say he's still the coach, you know what he'd have to go to catch Coach O as far as beating ranked teams? He'd have to go 16-3 over the next 19 games against ranked teams to catch the tie, Coach O. So when you say, oh, Coach Kelly's going to bring the magic and all that, I think we have rich people here, but we don't have enough
that
rich
kind
people.
Of rich.
Enough rich people that are going to pay him just to go away. Like A&M, Jimbo Fisher.
Okay, they got two guys that paid that off.
But they $70 million go away. Now, I don't know Penn State's situation, but they gave Franklin with $49 million.
And Adidas will help.
Yeah, so I think that when you look at Coach Kelly, Mike, I think he's here after this season.
I agree.
Even if they go 7-5, and that's not, come on, that's way underachieving. And even if next year, that it'd be more after that, that they're not going to want to pay that buyout. They could demand like he did. Well, what's sucking right now? The offense. So what happened, was it a couple of years? Yeah, a couple of years ago, what he had to do, change the defensive staff. That's one of the worst defenses in LSU's history. So he made all those changes on defense. Oh, look where the defense is at. But you could say, well, you know, look, the team I inherited. No, you've been here 3.5 seasons. This is your team. This is Coach Kelly's hired
team. The offensive side is his baby.
You're an offensive coach. And I called you about this, Mike. You know the one where he screwed up? It doesn't matter who you hire, who you keep, yep. Who you want. And he made LSU tough. You might say, how can this one individual make LSU tough? And that was Tommy Moffitt. Tommy Moffitt, their strength coach, he was LSU. He bled purple and gold. Why did Coach Kelly, I don't know, he didn't have enough wisdom. Why people didn't advise him to keep Tommy Moffitt? He didn't want to go to Texas A&M. You know, he might be the one person that wants to beat LSU so bad. I'm telling you, come Saturday, because he was scorned and there was no reason to. You might say, well, coaches want to bring their own people in. Well, I think when he was running the strength team and making the guys in the trenches not too soft, and I know this because how Tommy Mava treated T-Bob and all. He can make them cry, but they respected him, and they were tough. But we're too soft right now. Now, when you think about this, who brought in Coach Moffitt? I think Nick Saban. Didn't y'all hear Nick Saban? And Coach Miles had enough sense to keep him, right?
And Coach O kept him.
And Coach O kept him. That's where Coach Kelly is. I don't even know who the strength coach is at LSU. But I know, look in the trenches right now, Mike. You can more Tommy Moffitt and what he's doing with A&M right now. I think they're pleased with him.
That's a story behind the story with Tommy. Bob, also breaking news and college baseball. Florida baseball head coach Kevin Sullivan is going to take a leave of absence from coaching. It's effective immediately.
Why is that?
To address personal matters, the school announced. So Kevin O'Sullivan, who's considered really one of the best baseball coaches.
Well, they went too long ago. They won a national championship.
And he was a guy that I think Scott Woodard maybe took a glance at. He decided to stay at Florida before he hired Jay Johnson. But Kevin O'Sullivan.
Yeah, that's two great coaches.
Leave of absence from his coaching duties, effective immediately. To address personal matters.
Personal matters.
Man, has it been negative at Florida?
Yeah.
Billy Napier's gone, and now Sullivan takes the leave of absence. Look at that basketball team is really good. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll get Drew Brees on in a few minutes. But, Bob, you want a text you got to read.
Yeah, this is from 5266. Mike, I want us both to address this. Yeah. So like, hey, Bobby, who's been a bigger disappointment this year so far? Is it Arch Manning or Garrett Nussmeier? Both were thought, obviously, remember all the hype, to be in the Heisman race. Mike, I'm gonna. That's what I think. I think it has to be Nussmeier because he was a 4,000 yard passer last year, and he did it. You throw over 4,000 yards, Mike. That's at a very high level. And you can look at the weapons and all that, but I think what has you don't have no excuses. What has hindered him? That's that he's been injured. I think it does affect the way you throw if you're dealing with a core injury, and then how you push off and all. But again, I'm not trying to make any excuses. Now with Arch, no, Arch hasn't played. That's why I think even his grandpa Archie Manning will say, no, he's not coming to the NFL. We're just going to go throw him to the Wolves.
Bob, Monday after the draft. I asked him specifically about all the reports, and he was like, Mike, he is staying in school. He will not come out for the 2026 NFL draft. They still had people writing all these stories, and then Archie said it a second time and a third time about it. I don't know if you got better information than his grandpa.
Yeah. And, come on. And then the thing is, with Arch it doesn't matter what you do in high school. Okay, and look at the, you know, Peyton and Eli. You know, they went to Newman. You always look at the competition. But I think Arch right now, the more think why he needs to stay in college too, he got to get some confidence. Right now, when I looked at that Kentucky game, he does not look confident at all. And so, no, it's up to Coach Sarkisian to help develop him. I'm sure Archie and Cooper and all, when they put him, sent him to Austin University of Texas, they thought Sarkisian could be that guy to develop. Cooper said, my son, and like Archie, my grandson. And it'd be a great supporting cast at University of Texas. But Mike, Texas lucked out to beat Kentucky.
Kentucky should have won that game.
That's why I'm saying Arch is coming back next year for Texas to just be the kind of quarterback we expected in college. Forget the NFL right now. He just has to do it on the college level, and especially in the SEC.
Who was the betting favorite for the Heisman for a long time? He's not on that list. Cade Klubnik, Clemson.
Oh, yeah, look at Clemson. Yeah,
on betting sites, Cade Klubnik was on top of that list. He's been every bit as disappointing as Nussmeier, if not worse.
The two ones, Mike, but nobody talked about them.
Had experience.
The two ones is the Alabama quarterback.
Ty Simpson.
Now, look, he's the one that turned things around. You look after the loss of Florida State, how he's developed, and then Mendoza at Indiana University. Now they're playing UCLA. So you look at, but those two guys, you wouldn't really talk about them.
And the other guy, too, before he got hurt, John Mateer.
Yeah, with Oklahoma. Yeah.
Man, John was really doing it. But then, man, he played an El Stinko game against
Texas.
He shouldn't have played.
His thumb was jacked up.
But that's somebody else's call. But to answer the question, I would agree with Bob.
Nussmeier did it before, Mike, at the highest level. So you throw over 4,000 yards. Yeah, that's what I mean. Hey,
both those guys.
Hey, but when you think about it, Mike, we always talk about sophomore slump. I guess you can have that at any level. But you know how, who's still in a slump from an unbelievable rookie year? The quarterback with the Texans. I mean, it slipped in my mind, Ohio State.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. Mike. Come on. And they said, oh, boy, the Texans really hit it big. Look, no.
He's running for his life.
But that rookie year he had was unbelievable.
He was fantastic.
And then now Jane Daniels was unbelievable last year.
Now he's hurt again.
So I'm telling you, it's tough. And that's why, but Nussmeier has done it at the highest level in the SEC throwing for over 4,000 yards. And then it's going to be, his NFL status. Statue, you think if he doesn't have a strong end of the season, does Nussmeier still go in the first round or does he slip to the second? Or does it depend on his workouts?
That's always the second season.
Right.
Second season. Okay, when Anthony Richardson came out, did anybody say he's going to be a top five pick? Look what happened with him. He won the offseason.
Yeah, workout warrior. I mean, he goes to the combine and had all these unbelievable numbers.
We'll be back with more sports talk and Drew Brees right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. This is Mike Detilia, and I just don't talk about Parish Construction and Roofing. Hey, I had to use them myself, and they did great work for me. When I need roofing work, I call Parish Construction because after Ida, I had roof damage, also needed my gutters repaired, and they showed up on time. They walked me through the process, and they delivered with first-class professionalism, and the job was done right. I couldn't have asked for a better experience. Parish handles roof repairs, roof replacements. They do commercial and residential work with the kind of integrity you rarely see today. And with Ryan Terrio as a partner, you know it's a team you can count on. My advice, don't gamble with your roof. Do business with someone you know. Go to parishbuilt.com and see why I trusted my roof with Parish Construction and Roofing. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, still trying to get in touch with Drew Brees.
And Mike, a quarterback, I can't believe you didn't bring him up. You know, watch, boy, the rich get richer. The Ohio State quarterback, and you might say, well, Bob, it seems like, no, they're not trying to protect him. They got the game won, so they're just winning the games. And he's throwing 80%. Mike, you would tell me that he transferred from Alabama?
Yeah, he was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, and Julian Sayin is his name.
Sayin, yeah.
He just got to the point where he said, I got enough. I got to leave Alabama. And so he transferred to Ohio State and ended up being – but look who he's throwing through, too.
Oh, man, yeah.
Cornell,
oh, yeah.
Tate, and Jeremiah
they
Smith.
They open.
Ooh, man, are they good. Hey, we got Drew Brees on, so we're going to go to our quarterback-to-quarterback segment exclusively here on the Big 870 WWL. Drew Brees along with Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem, guys. How's it going?
All right, Drew, I don't know. I wish the Saints were doing better. We're now 1-6. When you look at things, what's the biggest breakdown you see happening with this team right now and then going forward?
Well, you know, you come out of a game like that, which look, I think the Bears are building something there. I like what they're doing offensively. I actually think defensively they had a good scheme. I know that's our old friend Dennis Allen.
Right.
But I thought he actually had a good pressure scheme for us. We made some big plays. You know, some of those Spencer Rattler throws to Olave and, you know, kind of down the field were great. Unfortunately, the turnovers, you know, at times is something that hurt us. But, as you watch that game, you just didn't feel like that was a game that we should have been down, 20, all of a sudden scores 20-0.
20-0,
trying to
right.
go on a 2-minute drive, to go salvage some points before the half, which we did. But nonetheless, it didn't feel like that time of game, but it got away from us pretty quick with the turnovers.
Now, Drew, you talk about, quarterback gets, this sometimes too much of the glory, too much to blame. It just comes to territory like the head coach. But it's going to be tough sledding. I mean, look at Tampa Bay. It's coming to town how hot they've been. And, that's one team we've always had a winning record against. We 40-28 overall, but the Buccaneers have won 5 of the past 6. So let's say, we 1-6 right now. It's playing Tampa Bay, and you don't come away with a win. Then you got to go to the Rams in Los Angeles. So now you're 1-8. The question I have, when's the time to look at, the second-round pick? When would you put in Tyler Shuck? Now, this is my opinion. And when you were playing quarterback, when you have that opportunity, because a lot of it is confidence, and you want to ultimately have success, it could be, you want to be introduced in a game that counts on the road or at home and how you might be pressing to impress the home folks, whatever it might be. But looking at Tyler Shuck, I said this, I don't know about playing him the next two games. I would say, now Carolina's kind of turned the corner, but I'd say at Carolina, it seems like we've always played well in Charlotte. And then you have a bye week. So let's say then you can kind of gather yourself and come back for the season after the bye. But how do you look? Because we got to know what we got in Tyler Shuck. Comment on that.
Well, look, I'd say this. You never know what you have until you give him the opportunity. you know, early in the year when the Giants decided to start Jackson Dart,
right?
I actually was sitting there going, man, I don't know if that's a great idea. You know, start him against the Chargers. The Chargers were hot. You know, do you kind of throw him out there to the Wolves? You know, their team hadn't played really well up to that point. You know, I was of the opinion that I believe it was the maybe it was the primetime game against the Chiefs where end of the game, I felt like that was the appropriate time to try to get Jackson Dart some snaps and just see if he could create a spark, but not necessarily thinking to myself, hey, they're just going to, you know, outright start him the next week. Sure enough, they did. And it ended up being a great result. You know, they got the win. And then obviously you've seen the last couple of weeks with Jackson Dart. I mean, he's been a huge spark for that team. So again, I think it's one of two things. If you feel like, hey, we're just not getting the job done, and so it's time to give another guy a shot, that's one thing. If it's, hey, we just need to try to create a spark, create something different, you really have no idea what you have until you give the kid an opportunity.
Now, Drew, what would be, like, a strategy? Okay, you're going against the Bucs. I know Todd Bowles. I know he knows defense. And the game plan, all the times, you know, you've competed against him. What would be the strategy against the Bucs? Now, you know, the one thing the Bucs don't have going for them, but they've been able to overcome adversity, man, they've been hurt. That's why you can't use that as an excuse. But Baker Mayfield, man, he's been making plays out his behind. And so we kind of finally caught up with him in the last game against the Lions. Now, Lions, I think they might be the best in the NFC. But what would be the strategy against, like, a Todd Bowles Bucs team?
Yeah, look, this is an interesting game for a couple of reasons. Obviously, the Bucs are leading the division, number one. Number two, last year, you know, they came to our place and scored 50-plus points, right? I mean,
right.
I'm sure that doesn't sit very well with us. The two guys that you thought were going to be leading receivers in this season, Mike Evans and Godwin, are out right now. Omeka has turned out to be a heck of a football player, you know, and obviously he's a big target for them. This Tez Johnson is now making a bunch of big plays down the field. He's kind of their big play threat. And then Baker's playing great. You know, he's been really, really clutch. Defensively, I've always admired Todd Bowles and what they do. Man, they light you up. They're going to bring pressure. Like they pressure you getting off the bus. as Sean Payton used to say, you know, so, that's something you have to have an answer for, but there's always this live by the blitz, die by the blitz. I always liked playing against the heavy blitz teams because that just meant opportunities. That just meant, hey, if we can find the matchups and if we can get it protected, we can get the ball out. There's big play opportunities to be had. And I feel like that's the way it's been against these guys every time we played them.
Now, Drew, you know, I think you've said this before. What is, like, a team's, like, identity? You know, whether you're good or bad, the Jets have a negative identity. Whoever you are, you could be the best of the best or the bottom of the league, and you have an identity. But what's certain about this year's Saints team, and what can you truly hang your hat on, or what are we good at, and what is the team's identity right now, or we don't know?
Yeah, look, the frustrating part is we don't look or act like a 1-6 team, but unfortunately you are what your record says you are, you know? I mean, there's plenty of teams that we're looking around the league at and saying, man, they got problems, or that's dysfunctional. I don't look at us that way at all. I think we have a bunch of great pieces. Now, have we always played well? No, we haven't. You know, I'm sure defensively they'd say, hey, man, we've given up too many big plays. You know, we haven't gotten some stops when we wanted to. But overall, I think it's been sound. You know, offensively, you know, you got a young quarterback who's still trying to, you know, find himself. Man, he's showed moments. He's had moments. You know, maybe it's not as consistent as you'd like. He's still learning. Man, have all the playmakers, you know, stepped up and been as good as you would want? Have we run the ball as well as we would want? You know, answer's probably no. So everybody has a piece in this, you know, and I think everybody just has to take responsibility and some accountability for it. But there's no better time to start than a game like this against an opponent that, look, you know, Tampa's coming in having after that loss on Monday night, short week, you know, in Detroit, feeling like they got something to prove. But I don't think their attitude should supersede what we have to prove. Like, we have to prove that, you know, we're going to be a contender in this division. And even though we're 1-6 and we're sitting at the bottom right now, man, there's no better time to turn around than right now.
Now, Drew, now you have to have luck with injuries, but look at the 49ers, how, man, they really snake bit. But it seems like they find a way to win. And that's why I say, well, you can't really use injuries as an excuse. But I know one thing, and this is even people, you know, talk with Mike D'Antilia about if you lose your starting center, how that affects teams that next week or as far as the opportunity to win. So losing your center, to me, that being Aaron McCoy for a season is a big blow because how do you replace him? You might say next man up, but he was the best lineman on the team. He might be arguably the top player or in the conversation. So losing a guy like Eric McCoy, and you can maybe explain to the fans too, not only is he just playing the center position, and you know, you look at his physical assignments, but from a mental standpoint, you have a young quarterback with Spencer Rattler, like maybe, I don't know, you can help me out, how are they setting their protections? Now it's going to be more on Rattler's shoulders, or maybe McCoy might have been able to handle a lot of that. Just explain that, how significant that is, that when you utterly or literally lost your best player for the season.
Yeah, look, certainly I'm not going to sit here and discount the effects of a loss like that. You know, Eric McCoy has been a mainstay for a long time, you know, since I was playing. Like certainly one of the more respected centers in the league. And truly that position is the quarterback of the O-line. They do set the protections. You know, they're communicating constantly up front. I know, you know, it seems like in our offense with young quarterbacks, he's been responsible for a lot of the protection stuff. So, you know, how much now that falls on Spencer, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure how that'll be handled moving forward. But and maybe that's just that's an evolution. You know, maybe Spencer's ready to kind of take on more of that responsibility. But regardless, that's not an easy fix. But at the same time, man, this league is full of those moments where next man up. You know, you gotta find a way. You know, maybe shuffle guys around and figure out how to find kind of new continuity with the guys that you have.
Now, Drew, come on, you being associated with the master motivator, Sean Payton, you know, don't eat the cheese and all what he used to come up with. And then now being kind of combative a little bit and poking him poking the little bear, Russell Wilson. So that didn't surprise me, Sean's personality. But the question I have for you, you know, you had Sean as this master motivator. What would be the one message you would deliver to the Saints locker room right now? I don't know, Kellen Moore's a lot, you got to win. A lot of different ways to skin a cat. I mean, I'd be surprised if I ever saw Kellen Moore yell or really give somebody the business. I'm not in those meetings. I don't know what goes on. But you've been, I guess, around a lot of different coaches, motivators, and a lot of different ways to skin a cat. All I know is you have to win. But what would be the one message you would deliver to the Saints locker room right now?
Tell you what, this would be a huge statement this week. Like, I love the fact that we're playing a great opponent. You know, I wouldn't want to be playing a team that was kind of down on their luck right now and us just trying to squeak out a win against a team that, you know, we should beat. We're sitting here playing an opponent that a lot of people would say we shouldn't beat, you know, that is a lot better than us, you know, just based on record and kind of where they sit in the division and all that other stuff. So I think the fact we're just flying under the radar and everybody's talking bad about us, I mean, I think we should use that as fuel to our fire. And man, we got a chance this week to make a statement. And so to me, this is a statement week. And man, it starts with the prep. We're not letting anything slide in practice. And we're going to go out here ready to play our absolute best game and show people what we're all about.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you join the show. And hey, the Pels play tonight too. So how about that?
Let's get it on. Let's go. Who we got?
Got the Grizzlies, tonight.
On the road.
On the road.
All right.
Hey, but how about Zion? He's all, look at him. He's all svelte. I mean, he's like ready to roll.
He's on that Bobby Avery workout plan.
He's on the workout plan.
Yes.
But Drew, I wouldn't care if he's fat as long as he plays well. And just play. Be available. Be available. And, you know, the fans don't care if he looks awesome or he's fat as long as he plays good. Come on.
No, they just want him to stay healthy.
Yeah, right.
We just need him to stay healthy.
That's
right?
It.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it.
All right, Drew.
All righty. Drew Brees, that's our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with Drew Brees and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, exclusively right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll come back to finish it off here in hour number one on the Big 870 WWL.
Bobby Hebert, KJ Cannon, look, it's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of a game and want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Hebert, that's H-E-B-E-R-T, to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA and WWL Radio.
Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I want to thank Drew Brees for joining us on our quarterback to quarterback segment with the Cajun Cannon. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break on the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight. Talk to us about all the games this weekend. And also, we'll talk to him certainly about the NBA and the World Series starting up Friday. Bob, the first injury report comes out. And for the Saints, did not practice today. Chris Olave with an ankle. Chase Young with an illness. Alante Taylor was a personal matter, did not participate, and limited at practice was Juwan Johnson with a neck injury, Alvin Kamara with an ankle, John Ridgeway the third. Now, they're going to have to make a decision on him with his shoulder, but he was a full participant. But it's the Bucks. They have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They have 11 guys that did not participate. Of the 11, Lavonte David, knee and rib injury. Amika Buka, hamstring injury. Chris Godwin Jr., the fibula. Bucky Irving, the foot shoulder injury. Hassan Reddick, ankle knee injury. Antoine Winfield, toe injury. Got 11 guys that didn't participate in practice today. But that was a walkthrough, but man, that's a lot of cats hurt.
Well, and they still 5-2, so that's a lot of injuries. Look at the weapons of Baker Mayfield. Mike, you look at Lavonte David. I thought this was a misprint. You know how many games he's played against the Saints? 26.
Okay, I was going to say 22.
Yeah. 26 career games. Boy, you know, you got to have that's longevity and a career. I thought when I saw that, whoa, now that's answering the bell. You know, like, are you available to be held accountable? You have to be available. Lavonte David, I consider him. Mike, just what he's done for the Bucks, and how you think, oh, we're going to try and replace him. They never can. And the skins on the wall as far as number of tackles, kind of like DeMario Davis, maybe at times a little better because as far as the numbers he puts up, and always like hovering well over 100 tackles. And a playmaker, a nose for the football. For instance, you know, look at this season. Has a tackle for a loss in 6 of the 7 games in the 2025. And so whenever you talk to any of the Bucks media, Mike, I'm not saying he's Derrick Brooks. You know how when you look at Warren Sapp, they're going back with the Bucks, but Lavonte David, no, he's like the poster child of what you want as a linebacker and his reliability. Like all the media members, they all just do nothing but praise Lavonte David and what he's done for them.
The other thing, too, is his leadership.
Because
they've had so much change.
And he's been the consistent one. Yep.
To that Bucs defense. And he's the one guy that, you know, he's hung around all these years to do it. And you know, you got some other really good, like an Antoine Winfield Jr. And the way he plays.
Playmaker.
You know, he's not the biggest guy, but great range. He's the quarterback for them in the secondary. And then, you know, you don't have your center. So
Vita Vey
in the middle. Oh, my goodness.
Mike, and you know, those guys, big guys, are disruptive in the middle. And I kind of remember this now from last year. But he had a sack in both games versus the Saints last season. No, he's disruptive. And now we don't have the center without McCoy. And then he gives Cesar Ruiz the business. I know that. And so he'll Trevor Penning. He might pick your boy. Mike, he might be trying to feast on the left guard, the center, the right guard, and try and mix it up to see who he can get definitely the upper hand on.
The amazing thing with V is – for such a big man, because he's in that 355, 365 range, is how quick he is for such a huge human being. And okay, and when he gets that mass going at you, man, you in trouble. Because a lot of times he uses, and you don't see it a lot in today's game, Jumpy used to do it, forklift.
Yeah,
get under
forklift.
Your pads,
yeah.
And just throw you right back into the lap of a quarterback. But Viavea does exactly that.
And Mike, speaking of both the quarterbacks, obviously, look at Baker Mayfield. Now, I think all of a sudden, if you could have did this after 6 games, been the MVP in the NFL, but then, you know, finally caught up with him against the Lions, not so much. And it was Monday night, you know, we were all watching it. But I'm looking at Baker Mayfield. He's had success against the Saints. As of late, has 3-plus touchdown passes in both of his career starts at New Orleans. So he's at New Orleans. We're playing in the Dome. So at least 3-plus touchdown passes in both of his career starts. Now, he's going for his, like, 5th in a row versus the Saints. with 2+ touchdowns and a 90+ rating. So that means he's playing winning football. Now you want to be over 100, but anyway, since 2023, you want to say like amongst the best? Like, oh, well, Baker just got hot right now. No, this card, since 2023, he's tied for first in touchdown passes, tied for first at 82 right now since 2023, and second in passing yards. So I don't know how many yards you throw for touchdowns. He has like 10,311. So, no, we're going to have to give Baker Field the business, and he still might not be good enough. But then Spencer Rattler, so you look on the Saints side. And what he's doing in the Dome, he's getting very comfortable in the Caesars Superdome. Has 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 107.3 in his past 3 home starts. So, Mike, why not make it 4? If he does that and continues protecting the football, throwing touchdown passes, obviously, but and you know, have a QB rating of like 107, the Saints can beat the Bucs. That means he's protecting the football. And, you know, can we be +1, whatever, opportunistic in the giveaway, takeaway? But that kind of, you know, you kind of take it for granted because you're not winning. But Baker Mayfield has played well in the Caesar Superdome. Now, we got shellacked on the road at Seattle. And there's no way you're going to catch up. And then right before half and right at the beginning of third quarter, now I know he made those mistakes against the Bears. But that was impressive drives. But at home, he's been the last 3 games in the Dome, that's pretty damn good. Put it this way, the 3 last games at home, I don't think Tyler Shuck could have been better than that. I'm never going to say that he couldn't have done something, but that's impressive in the Dome what Spencer did the last 3 home games.
And I think we're getting to almost that point where because of you losing that, if it's fair or not fair, Tyler Shuck's going to get his opportunity.
Yeah.
It's real close.
No, he's
I think we all know that. That's going to happen. But, you know, I did a show this morning, and I think you'd like this. They asked me, who would you vote for coach of the year? And I thought about it, man, with all the injuries.
In the NFL?
You think about Todd Bowles, what he's done with Tampa. Kyle Shanahan, what he's done with the 49ers.
Unbelievable.
With all those injuries. Man, not everybody gets hit like that, injury-wise, and they overcame them. And, you know, they play Mac Jones at quarterback. Mac Jones was on the scrap heap, so to speak. Is he the next Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold guy to go somewhere else and get his shot? Because, you know, they paid Brock Purdy already. They paid Brock.
Oh, yeah. No, but Brock Purdy, and now – because Mac Jones, what he's doing is that we don't have to rush Brock Purdy back. You know, that turf toe, if it ain't, they want, okay, you're going to be ready to roll, not try to play through this because you're going to keep aggravating it. So, Mike, that's why they have the luxury. But if you're a quarterback, there's always going to be 1 or 2, maybe 3 guys that, you know, you're trying to turn around your career. Now, Shanahan has to want you. Like, I don't think he'd want Anthony Richardson. No, I don't want. He's too out of control. But like what Sam Darnold did, and you look at Jones, what they're doing by going kind of very similar to what Baker Mayfield did with McVay with the Rams. Those two teams would be like, okay, I'm not going to be the guy right now. I know I think I could be a starter in this league, but I got to jumpstart my career.
It's almost like quarterback rehab.
Yes. Yeah. And
both places.
Go to both head coaches with the 49ers and the Rams is about as good as it gets.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight, right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. On our call line is the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to catch BetMGM Tonight live on weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern on the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Amigos, thanks for having me.
Brad, before we get into football talk, your thoughts on the Pelicans this year? They opening up tonight against the Grizzlies, but I know so much of it certainly revolves around Zion. But your thoughts on what type of season you think they'll have this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a roller coaster ride, quite honestly. You know, a team that, you know, certainly had their issues last year, a lot of inefficiencies, particularly on the defensive end. They're really going to have to tighten up in that capacity. But I think they have the personnel to make the necessary strides and show some of that improvement this year. Now, are they going to be a surefire playoff team? We'll see. You know, if they can galvanize, come together quickly. But, you know, it's all about the health of the big man there and Zion and, you know, some of the other assets they have. You know, an 82-game season, it's a slog. As you guys know, the injury imp always lurks. It's all about management in the NBA. And hopefully these guys can stay upright and really come together as a team and play more efficiently across the board.
Now, Brad, starting off with college football, boy, that was a big swing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think looking at Texas A&M coming to Baton Rouge and play the LSU Fighting Tigers, that it opened up that LSU was getting 5.5 points, or A&M was a 5.5 point favorite. Then all of a sudden, overnight, it went down to 2.5. Explain that, and what's your take on that game?
Well, a lot of money coming in on LSU, and understandably so. I mean, the game was terribly lopsided, I felt, in the odds makers market there at the 5.5. I think it's going to be nip and tuck. I think it's going to be ultra tight. I think it's going to be a one-possession game when push comes to shove at the end. Now, honestly, I don't have a great feel one side or the other on who is going to win this thing. The one feel that I really have is taking the over on this game at 48.5. I think it's going to be played in the high 20s, low 30s in the end. Again, and you look at some of the efficiency data that's out there at LSU, they just continuously have pretty good defense overall. Offensively is a question mark, so a lot of people are like, well, that's counterintuitive to taking the over, but they are showing some improvement on the offensive side of things. Texas A&M, very balanced team, and number 38 in offense efficiency, number 24 in defense efficiency, but I think this is going to be a high possession, up and down the field type of affair. Just trust them, my gut, TYG special, gentlemen. I think it goes over the 48.5, and push comes to shove. I guess I will back LSU and go with the market movement.
Now, Brad, looking at, UCLA all of a sudden, where they're at the upset, that was unbelievable. It did to Penn State, 20-something points. I know you know the exact number. But now that's not going to happen against Indiana Hoosiers, huh? Indiana now, when has their alumni base been number two in the nation? Never. Not in football. Old school people still think it's a basketball school. But look at Indiana Hoosiers right now. To me, what would you do with that's a lot of points. Would you take UCLA in the points, or do you go at Mendoza and the Indiana Hoosiers?
But look, UCLA's a great story. You know, what they've been able to achieve here in a very short window of time, starting with Penn State and really the colossal mother of all upsets possibly this college football season. Again, it's a tremendous story. It's great for a 30-30 episode, but they are absolutely going to get humbled. I mean, Kurt Cignetti, you know, you can discount him because of hubris. He's an arrogant guy. He's full of himself, but man, does he back it up. He talks the talk and walks the walk. And that Indiana team, they got weapons galore. Mendoza's very firmly in the Heisman conversation for all the necessary reasons, but I think they're undervalued defensively. They got guys everywhere that just fly to the football. They're ball hawks. They really crank up the pressure on the pocket. I know it's a spread of 24.5, and you're like, I got to fade 11 daylights of the Hoosiers. I got to reflect on the Bob Knight years on the hardwood, but it's certainly not that at all. As Indiana, you look at the advanced data, they're number one in the country in offense efficiency, number three in the nation in defense efficiency. They warrant, they deserve, they have earned every right to be number two in the country. And gentlemen, they are going to be there in the conversation when the college football playoff rolls around for a national title. Hell is freezing over.
yeah, you'd say that. Because you'd be talking about Indiana basketball. Or it would be like if Indiana would win the national championship in football, it'd be like Kentucky or Duke winning the national championship in football. I mean, that's all improbable. When you look at history and what is the foundation? What is university based on? Yeah, it'd be what? And then they had a Hoosiers and national champs, but hey, look how they've. To me, I was convinced when they went to Oregon. That's a tough place to win.
And they dominated Oregon.
That was no fluke.
Brad. No, it wasn't. Indiana's just the real deal Holyfield, and people got to stop second-guessing this squad. And I think you're 100% right. I think that put them firmly on the national radar with even the casual fans. They're like, oh, my God, Indiana's very for real. They went to Oregon, to Eugene, a cross-continental flight, and they won that game, and they were 7.5. I think it closed at 8.5 point underdogs at some books that are out there. So, yeah, man, buy Indiana stock all that you can. Again, I can't believe I'm saying this. They could win the national title.
Ole Miss, Oklahoma, that to me, that's a real interesting game. Ole Miss did enough offensively in that game against Georgia, but come on, you got to play defense. And I don't know about the health of John Mateer at this point. So your thoughts, Oklahoma, Ole Miss?
Yeah, look, Mateer, that's a big question mark. $64,000 question is, you know, how serviceable can he be on the field? But I will say this. I mean, this game is going to come down to the defense. And you already mentioned it, hit the nail right on the head. Ole Miss is prone to not doing that. And that's kind of fundamental to football and success overall. And you look at the efficiency data, really backs it up. As the Rebels under 69, not so nice. And defense efficiency, the season according to PFF. A very good offensive team, but Oklahoma, they just shut you down. They win ugly. They play ugly. They are going to just come after you like a zombie horde over a four-quarter slate of play. So I'm going to lay the chalk here, guys. I'll take Boomer Sooner. I grab it at -4.5. I think they're going to take down Ole Miss and win by 7+.
Now, Brad, before I go to the NFL, because I think this is a playoff game before the playoffs. Bobby, what are you talking about? No, I'm looking at it because, you know, I just saw him against LSU, Vanderbilt and Missouri. Because I think the winner, no, they're in the hunt, but the loser, not so much. So I think that's why I think it's a playoff game between Missouri and Vanderbilt. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, the line, interestingly, really hasn't budged much. It's still at 2.5 right now for the Vandy Dandies, and I think they're going to hold home field. I really do. Now, my colleague Ryan Horvath on BetMGM tonight, he's back in Missouri, so we're on different sides of the ledger. But Diego Pavia is a baller shot caller, a guy that really backs it up. And he's so hard to contain, whether making plays in the pocket or getting flushed out, making plays with his legs. Vanderbilt's defense is flying all over the field. No discount to Missouri. They're a very good football team. But I think Vanderbilt, the good vibes are going to keep on rolling. And what a story this season. Again, we have so many compelling storylines. We talked about Indiana. We're talking about Vanderbilt, two teams in the top 10. As I said before, the devil is oh so chilly.
Yeah. Saints Buccaneers. And this game has been a bit weird. And I remember a few years back, I think it was the COVID year, the Saints ended up winning against the Bucs at home. But the crazy thing about this, Brad, the Saints have played better in Tampa than they have in the Dome. And it's a sort of a weird game now. The Bucs coming off that Monday night game, they a beat-up football team. Yep. But they used to that. 4.5 now on that line. Your thoughts, Saints-Bucs?
Yeah, I don't feel great either side of the ledger on the line. I do like the over, quite frankly. I think points are going to be scored, and it could be in a chunk variety. Look, Baker Mayfield, Baker, the touchdown maker, I call him. He just goes out there. Doesn't matter who he has on the field. He's always wheeling, dealing, and just firing. Tez Johnson was that guy that stepped into the shoes of Mike Evans, my cousin. I got all the LinkedIn athleticism, by the way, in the Evans family. But I will say this. Spencer Rattler really impressed me at times against Miami. Chicago Bears last week. The Saints lost Kent Ray Miller, obviously, the ACL injury. We're going to see if, maybe it's Otto Kestame, who's that change of pace guy, that power back between the tackles, have a Kamara, kind of a shell of what we've seen from him previously. But I think New Orleans will be able to move the ball, especially vertically, because the back end of that Tampa defense has all sorts of question marks. So, again, I don't feel great in terms of action on the spread, but I do feel pretty damn good on betting the over. I think that game's going to be in the 50s when you know the final buzzer sounds.
Now, Brad, now this is my Super Bowl pick, and I'm like, whoa, I don't know. I didn't know the defense was that bad. I had kind of the Ravens and Packers Super Bowl, but anyway, the Ravens, they got to see the now or never. I think Lamar supposedly had the practice today.
Yep.
And then the Bears, you know, the Bears fans, they're like, oh, well, you know, well, we got to keep this thing rolling. What's your take on the Bears-Ravens?
Yeah, it's a tough one to gauge, guys. You know, like the Bears are very much for real, and I'm going to try to bury the bias being a Bears fan, but everything seems to be falling into place right now. That 1-2 punch on the ground is what Ben Johnson was wanting in his outside zone scheme. There were DeAndre Swift, who has greatly exceeded expectations. I had very low expectations for him this year, but Kyle Manunggay, guy that ran a lot of outside zone at Rutgers, really fit that offense to a T. I know he's a 7th-round pick, but he had over 80 yards on the ground last week and a touchdown. So essentially what Ben Johnson's been trying to emphasize is his own version of Jahmyr Gibbs and Dave Montgomery. Now, these guys are a very poor man's version of that, but they're getting the job done. And Caleb Williams has made significant strides in his overall development. Roma Dunze has been a consistency king. DJ Moore did practice today, so he's on pace. He got the, you know, the tight ends there in Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland, and Bears got weapons, and they're getting better in the trenches on defense, really tightening up there. Their weakness is on the back end. That's where they could get burned. One wrist flick off the handle of Lamar Jackson, as a Flowers or Rashad Bateman could absolutely dust those DBs. So that is a downside. I think this game's going to be close. I think it is going to be high scoring because the Ravens got all sorts of defensive issues. We'll see how healthy they are coming off the bye. Again, I'll feel great bet the Bears or the Ravens on the spread, but I like the over on the total. I think that one could be first to 30 ultimately wins.
Brad, last question for you. Broncos, Cowboys. The Broncos over the last 12 quarters have played 3 good quarters. But they figured out that was an unbelievable game against the Giants. And I know one thing about Sean Payton. He wants to beat Jerry Jones. You know, Sean was on that staff, and him and Jerry are kind of partners, so to speak. But he always wants to win when he plays against the Cowboys.
Well, Brad, to show you how bad they want to win, I think they were at the Combine in Indianapolis. So what's that famous steakhouse that everybody goes to? It's going to come to me. I can't think of it. But anyway, they had one bottle of Camus left, and Sean Payton beat Jerry Jones to the punch. He goes like, no, because he wanted to say, no, I got the last bottle in the building.
And he
over
sent
Jerry
them
Jones.
The empty bottle after they drank
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they like to poke each other. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, St. Elmo's in the
Circle
City.
Yeah, St. Elmo's, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Famous shrimp cocktail, gentlemen. It's outlandish how big those shrimp are on the plate when it arrives. I've been there. It's tremendous. Highly recommend anybody visits Indianapolis. But I will say this. Gentlemen, I always take the over in Dallas games. They're not playing a lick of defense. Now, they may be showing some improvement, and we're hearing rumors that maybe Max Crosby could be dealt from the Raiders to Big D. And, you know, they're little D, though, ultimately right now. All kinds of issues on the back end defensively. Bo Nix has been rocky at times this year, but Cortland Sutton has been his consistent weapon vertically. Again, Evan Ingram more involved. I think R.J. Harvey kind of in a joker role could play a key and pivotal role in this game. Marvin Mims can stretch the field. So Bo Nix, as long as he delivers, spreads the love around the field, the Denver defense usually shows up and shows out in these situations, even though Dallas has got oodles of weapons with CeeDee Lamb back. And, of course, George Pickens and Jake Ferguson, who scored a touchdown in 4 straight games. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be a bit of a party there in the Mile High City. And it's probably going to be last possession wins. Whoever splits the uprights will gain the dub. A slight lean to Denver in that regard, but with the spread being 3.5, maybe go Dallas's way. If you're buying, one I am selling, and that being a field goal margin.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Tell my buddy Harvat I said hello.
I will, gentlemen. I appreciate the time, and adios, amigos.
All righty.
All right, Brad.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetMGM Network insider Brad Evans. Listen and watch Brad on BetMGM tonight, weekdays from 7 to 11 with Ryan Horvat. We've heard Ryan many times here on the show. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We come back, it'll be our triple option feature. We'll be joined by Steve Geller right after this break. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller. Cajun, you go first.
Well, I don't know. Y'all probably saw this. You know, they're having the NFL's annual fall owners meetings right now. And New York Jets owner, Woody Johnson, he is like the bad version of Jerry Jones. You know, your owners, okay, you own the team, whatever. You know, he has an opinion. He owns the team. He can say what he wants. But you look at the Jets right now, have the longest active playoff drought in the NFL. They've not qualified to the playoffs since 2010. And if you look, he was coming, they were asking him about Justin Fields. You know, here's Justin Fields, started six games, missed one because the injury didn't. He got benched in favor of backup Tyrod Taylor. I mean, it was like they didn't even play offense. I mean, well, what are you doing? So they asked him a question about Justin Fields. They asked him a question about Aaron Glenn. We're familiar with Aaron Glenn. He's defensive back coach, defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions. Now he's the head coach with the Lions. And he kind of had Aaron Glenn's back, but they didn't have the quarterback's back. He goes, commenting on where the Jets are at, the defense is pretty good. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good. We've got to complete some passes. And you've got to convince them that you could do something. Otherwise, it's hard to have a game that you can win. So we better beat the Jets. We play the Jets. We better not lose to them. He goes, the Jets right now are last in the league in passing offense and are the only team without the win. So we better not. I don't care how bad you think it is, the Saints. No, the Jets are worse. I think the Titans too, but
I think the Titans.
Okay, Titans or Jets, you flip a coin.
Yeah.
But the reason why it caught my attention, can you imagine Ms. Gale, the owner of the Saints, saying that whoever would be the quarterback?
Just need to complete a pass.
Yeah, our defense is pretty good, but I just wish we could complete a pass. You know, you would never hear that from Ms. Gale. I think an owner, now you own the team, you can say what you want. But I think you hire the people, let them do the job. I wouldn't want a meddlesome owner. Now, Al Davis was old school meddlesome. He was the owner, general manager, and the coach. But, you know, you won Super Bowls, and Jerry Jones, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, early in, when he bought the team, they won Super Bowls. But Dallas ain't won. The Cowgirls ain't won nothing in 30 years. But Woody Johnson, what has he ever won? Mike, I'm a highly successful businessman, obviously. You own the New York Jets.
And Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. Hello, Johnson & Johnson. But no. He said, no, we got the right coach. But, boy, Justin, and I think they're paying Justin Fields $11 or $12 million, whatever. That's, you know, whatever. They thought he would be the answer, but not so fast.
Steve?
Well, guys, I'm going to be talking about another quarterback, this one, Baker Mayfield, during an interview with Barstool Sports, T-Bob's place of business now. He expressed over the summer, that he hates the Saints. He dislikes the team, and he doubled down on that today as the Black and Gold get ready to host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He said today, "It hasn't been exactly clean play from their part when we play them. It's a physical game. It is what it is. You expect it, a division rival." Yeah, not much else to say besides the fact that I don't like them. Well, we don't like you either, Baker. I do like him as a player, but you know, coming in today, this week to take on the Saints, we certainly don't like what Baker Mayfield's bringing to town.
Well, listen, I think it's good hype. The NFL likes this kind of stuff. It's like
the NFL loves that.
It's like championship wrestling.
You know? And it's division rivals, so you expect a little back and forth.
Yeah, he said, I don't like them. I mean, the Saints fans, we don't like the Falcons. The Falcons fans say, we don't like the Saints. So, no, that's good for football. You need that. Not like, well, we competing, and you know, and we play.
I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, it's all kumbaya. No, I like Baker Mayfield's feistiness. Now, I wish we could give him the business a little more. It's not legal. You can't do that.
He's 3-1 against the Saints since joining Tampa.
Yeah, and I said that, Steve, he's had success.
If right. He'll be a little bit better than that after.
In New Orleans, you know, he's had 3+ touchdown passes in both of his career starts at New Orleans.
Man, you got to give it to him. He has put the battery cables on his career and what he's done. I'm really impressed with Baker Mayfield and his moxie. Toughness.
Well,
how he's improved as a passer.
He could be a mercenary. Look at the different teams he's played for. As a Saints fan, who that nation member? Would they say, no, we don't want Baker Mayfield to be our quarterback? Considering what he's doing for the Buccaneers, when he's trying to win like 5 straight NFC South divisions.
I don't like him insinuating dirty play from the black and gold. Come on, man.
Dirty play, it's football. So what if it's dirty play? I mean, that's the thing with Sean Payton. So all bounty, like Russell Wilson going to bring up about the bounty. Man, all teams do that. That's
old news, so
to speak. That's soft. Like, what? I'm trying to knock the opposing quarterback out. What's wrong with that?
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number 2 right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Catching up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Got more Sports Talk coming on right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Welcome on in, folks, to our Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Sports Talk. Guys, we got Pelicans basketball this evening. The season kicking off, tipping off for the Birds.
So wait, maybe you and Jeff, and Jeff's going to come on, and ask Mike this. What do y'all think? Okay,
yeah,
we always do this. What's the prediction? I'm kind of going with, and I said this, I guess, a couple hours ago. I don't know, 500, 41-41, hovering around 500. That's the team staying healthy. I think the Western Conference is so highly competitive that, I mean, I don't know. You could say, I don't see 50 wins because of the strength of the Western Conference. A play-in game, you know, I still think play-in game is like the playoffs. You know, see, I didn't want to cut you off. But
it's still postseason, right?
So, yeah, so what do you think? And I want you to bring in Jeff, and what does he think about that?
Yeah, like you said.
Because it kicks off tonight at Memphis, right?
Right, we're going to have that for you. 6:30 pregame coverage, 7 o'clock on 105.3 FM, 870 AM. I'm going to bring in our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. We're going to get to our Saints practice report. But the conversation has started out, Jeff. We're getting into some Pels talk with the season tipping off. I think they're a 43-44 win kind of team this season if all stays healthy. But that's, I guess, the biggest question with this squad that has been over the years now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm excited about it. I think I was excited about last year. It just all went, just
south
down the tubes really, really fast. But I'm, for the same reason I was excited last year, I'm excited this year. Like, I think they have a good roster.
Yeah.
I think when they're healthy, it's a good basketball team. And, you know, the question, how many games are they going to win? I mean, it's if Zion plays 65, 70 games, I think they can win 50 games.
Well, we might have a damn parade. Jeff, we win 50 games. We need to have a parade, I think.
Hey, they won 48 games 10 years ago? Like, right there.
You're right.
And I mean, these play, like Trey Murphy, I think, is on like the fringe of being an all-star. My big question is center. Like, that could be a kind of a black hole for them. If Yves Missi doesn't develop, and who knows, are they going to get out of Derek Queen? Kevon Looney's hurt. So if that position becomes a problem and they end up having to, you know, go small constantly, I don't know how they're going to handle that. But they can defend. They can shoot. You know, if you get the good Jordan Poole, the Golden State Jordan Poole and not the Washington Jordan Poole, you know, have a pool party, you know, that's going to be fun. You know, I think they have a chance to be a really fun basketball team. And it's all going to come down to, hey, can you finally keep these guys on the court?
Jeff, we're talking about, you know, health with the Pelicans. Looking at the Pelicans, the Saints injury report for the, you know, Wednesday initial practice report coming out for the black and gold here. Not practicing today, Chase Young, Alante Taylor, Chris Olave.
Yeah, so only one of those guys is dealing with an injury. It's Chris Olave, and his is kind of interesting because I've seen him a few times come out of the game, go in the injury tank, get taped up, go back in the game, finish the game, and not appear on the injury report. But it's like he's dealing with an ankle thing, and he's been dealing with an ankle thing, it seems, all year long. You know, if you go back to training camp, he actually tweaked that ankle. He missed a preseason opener. And I just think it's one of those things that's just nagging. And I would expect today's just maintenance, but that's obviously not what you want to see is an absence due to an ankle injury. And, you know, we've seen ankle injuries that linger. Everyone who's had an ankle injury understands, you know, they can be really finicky. You know, you feel like you're right there and then it just goes on you again. And so it's something to watch for sure. As far as Chase Young, he's dealing with an illness. You know, you say like that's a good thing. It's obviously not a good thing for Chase. I'm sure he's not enjoying it. But from an injury perspective, it's what you want. You're happy. You don't like anytime a guy misses 5 weeks, shows back up on the injury report. You have a minor panic attack, but nothing to be worried about there. And then Alante Taylor is absent for personal reasons. We don't know exactly what those are, but also not an injury. So other than Eric McCoy and Kendre Miller, they obviously ended up on IR this week. You're feeling pretty good about where the Saints are from a health perspective, at least from the perspective of the players that are available. Juwan Johnson's also dealing with a neck issue. It's something to watch. You know, he has this bad habit of trying to blow people up constantly, and that may have worked against him with that injury. He was wearing a red jersey today. But otherwise, I think they're in a decent shape.
Now, Jeff, I want you to take on this, and Steve, you can chime in. Losing McCoy, I think it's going to be significant. I mean, do they go with the veteran Luke Fortner at center, or do you put Cesar Ruiz? And the reason why I look at Fortner caught my attention, I remember the preseason trade with the Jaguars. We send with Colin Saunders to Jacksonville. So now, do you think he ends up starting? You know, he was a third rounder in 2022. He started 17 games for the Jags because I looked at, I think you might agree with this, that you don't want to change two positions, even though Cesar Ruiz played center at Michigan, that leave him at guard, just get right guard down. And that Fortner, you know, okay, you play center, you got some experience, like I said, started 17 games for the Jags. I want y'all to comment on that. And how significant you think is, it's always about opportunities. And, you know, Kamara, he's getting up in age. Now, I want him to have a splash run. Can we have one of those maybe 20-some yard runs? Because, Jeff, you know, you look at, no, he hadn't had that in a long time.
I'm waiting for him.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him. And how much do you think Devin Neal's going to contribute? A great opportunity. It's all about opportunity. What is Devin Neal's going to do with this opportunity?
Yeah, so the answer to your first question, I asked Kellen today. He said Luke's going to start. Luke Fortner's going to start. And it's for the reason that you just said. I think anytime a team has a scenario where they could either change one position or change two, they're going to go with changing one, because that means you have four players, four of your starters where they're supposed to be and only one. And that player you're replacing him with is a veteran who's been there before. I think the bigger question is, hey, how do you handle that communication? Eric McCoy just does so much for your offense in terms of getting the protection set and being able to identify things. And that's what you're losing on top of losing in a Pro Bowl caliber center. So, you know, it's going to be on Cesar Ruiz probably to take on a lot of that. He's the veteran of that group now. Trevor Penning is at guard. You know, you have a rookie left tackle, a second year right tackle. So, you know, suddenly it's Caesar's group that he's leading. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. Devin, you know, I talked to Devin today, and what you'll hear when you ask people about Devin Neal is that he's a really intelligent player. Like, you just hear him talk, you hear how he explains the game, and you ask him questions, and you know, what are you working on? He's always got very eloquent answers. You know, he understands what he's talking about. Like, I asked Alvin after last week's game, and he said he's just you never wonder whether he knows what he's supposed to be doing. He always knows what he's supposed to be doing. And when you're talking about a rookie player, particularly in pass protection, that's a big question. And that's where, you know, he's gotten a lot of praise from his coaches. So I think that's going to allow you to get him on the field more than maybe a rookie who you didn't trust as much. Because I don't think, you know, they were trying to turn the Alvin Kamara, Kendre Miller kind of tandem into not a 50-50 split, maybe a 60-40 split, like pretty close to even. And the goal for that was, you know, a few things. One, you wanted to get Kendre involved because he was running really well. But also, you can't overload 30-year-old Alvin Kamara, right? So
right,
I do think,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be, I think maybe you look at it and say, okay, if it was 60-40 before, now it's going to be 70-30, something along those lines. But I don't think you want it to be like 90-10. You know, I think you do need that 1-2 punch. And even if it's not going to be as much as you had Kendre out there, I do think that this team likes Devin a lot. You know, he wasn't inactive because they didn't like him. He was inactive because they had two running backs that were taking on that workload. So I think they're excited to see what he has to offer.
Now, Jeff, staying on the rushing attack and looking at Tampa Bay, you know, as lethal as Baker Mayfield's been, look, his fourth quarter comebacks lead the NFL, and he has thrown for, six most yards passing right now, even though they've had unbelievable injuries at the wide receiver position, but guys have been stepping up. And you look at that debacle when we got waxed 51-27. Sean Tucker had 136 yards rushing. And the reason why I bring it up, the Buccaneers, one thing this year, even though they're 5-2, they haven't really run the ball. Now, I know they're dealing with injury with Bucky Irving and all that, but averaging just 99 yards per game. And then you look right now, we're giving up 129.5. Remember last year, we were one before last, giving up 141.5. So what rush defense are we going to see? Because we've been up and down in that area and just got gashed by the Bears for 222. So I know if that occur, if the Bucs can run on us, I don't see how they can't have success. So first things first, even though you say, oh, we let make Baker Mayfield beat you, that we can't let them run on us like they did last year when they scored 51 points.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a different defensive scheme this year, so it's hard to compare those. But yeah, coming off that game against the Bears, you got to figure something out. And what I saw when I went back and watched the tape what was so concerning is, you know, the Bears, all they were doing was double teaming both interior linemen and betting that the wide edge rushers weren't going to be able to get there. And they weren't. And that's what was happening. You had both defensive tackles getting blown off the line. And then so DeAndre Swift was 4 yards downfield by the time anyone could get a hand on him. And then it was just, hey, either DeMario or Pete tackles him, or he makes a guy miss and suddenly he's into the third level of your defense running for 20 plus yards. And so I think that's a scheme thing, right? Like, you're going to have to figure out how to be a better run defense. And I think a lot of that is just, hey, maybe you have the edge rushers align a little closer. You know, they want to be out wide. They want to get that extra leverage in the pass rush. But, you know, I think you have to balance that a little bit, because it was just way too easy for the Bears to just double team both interior rushers. And it was gaping holes. And you're the Bucs, you're looking at that and you're seeing like, hey, we could do that.
Right.
You know, so I think you're going to see a different scheme, because we have seen, like, the thing is, you know, yes, the run defense kind of went to hell against the Bears. But they were coming off a game where they held Ramondre Stevenson to 18 yards on 13 carries. So we have seen them stop the run. They just got to get back to what's working.
Jeff, thanks for the time, man, and the practice update from the Saints. Talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, my man.
Sounds good, y'all. Go Pels.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, joining us there. Check out his work at WWL.com. Going to take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk as we get ready for Pelicans basketball. Be back right after this on WWL. Pelicans basketball up next here on WWL, folks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.